Welcome or welcome back to episode 197 of the Joy Loving Home podcast. I'm Joy. I spoke two episodes ago, so episode 195, about three reasons why hiring a professional organizer won't work for you if you have ADHD. That's a pretty loaded statement, particularly knowing that I'm a professional organizer and that I work with lots of ADHD clients all the time who are pretty darn happy they hired me, and I think I'm super valuable. So today we're going to explore three reasons why I think it's a really, really great idea to hire a professional organizer if you have ADHD. So let's dig into that right after this. A wise person once said, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid." Well, fish, quit trying to climb trees while getting advice from well-intentioned monkeys. It's time to jump in the water and learn how to swim with the current of your life. I'm Joy, a professional organizer, mom of four, and fellow fish brain. If you're looking for a place to get understanding, encouragement, and ideas for your home that actually fit how your brain thinks, then I'm glad you're here. Let's ditch the type A advice and embrace what makes our brains and our homes unique. Together, we can have a joy-loving home. So if you listen to episode 195 first, you'll know that that was a bit of a clickbait-style title because I wanted to reach you where I know the doubts exist because so many clients are ashamed or embarrassed or too vulnerable to open their house to a professional organizer, and all of the sort of nightmare scenarios in your head, I wanted to kind of address. And so I did speak briefly in that podcast about why you can find real value in hiring an organizer, but I didn't think that I was going to make this sort of a two-parter back then. So I'm actually going to touch on three very specific reasons, and I think there could be some overlap, but I believe this could also stand alone as three very unique reasons why hiring an organizer as an ADHD person can be really, really valuable. So let's dig right in. Reason number one, clarity. It's very interesting to me when I work with clients how often they know exactly what they wish they could create in their homes, but they run into that stumbling block of so many ideas that they've lost track of them, or they might have a fairly clear idea, but they're not sure how to go about it. And then they get a little overwhelmed at this thought of starting because they might start down a path and then get tripped up and then have to go into a different path. And then confusion ensues, and then they feel like failures because there had been this plan, but it's going awry, and now what? And so when you have someone to bounce off of who can help you see this sort of vision that you're hoping to create in your space, or who can start to talk you through things like, well, what would you like to use this space for? If it was functioning well, what kind of feeling do you want it to give you? What kind of things do you know you want to be able to use in here all of the time? What things are finding their way into the space that you really wish weren't here? There's so many parts of my initial consultation when I meet with a client that I am digging into to help understand what their vision for their space is. That clarity I can provide, both because I help you sort of process it out loud, because I'm asking questions that are drawing things out of you that you might not have thought of yourself, or because I have done this enough times, or any organizer has, that we can sort of picture things that you maybe have not had a chance to think of because you haven't been able to do this type of thing over and over and over again in lots of different homes, and adjust it to the uniqueness of your family and your specific living arrangement. So clarity is really, really valuable. Yeah. And so I think that's one really great reason to hire a professional organizer. Reason number two, accountability. This one you hear me preach over and over and over again in so many different ways. But having someone that you have accountability to forces you to have those real deadlines and real consequences that help you to get the momentum you need to start to see change in the space that you're trying to see a change in. Knowing that you've hired somebody and you're on their calendar, because even if you don't perceive your own calendar as important and inflexible, you will see someone whose calendar that you have hired, I'm saying that really clumsily, let me rethink that. You will often see someone else's calendar. They are the professional. Oh, you managed to get on their calendar. You don't want to mess that up. And so you find yourself more accountable to actually stick to the plan of doing this work. Where if it was just on your calendar, you don't hold yourself accountable. I feel like I talked in a whole circle there, but you're with me. I'm sure you're with me. But just having that other person to answer to creates this energy within yourself to be there for yourself, to be there for the other person, to finally be ready to tackle these spaces that are frustrating or overwhelming or aggravating. So that was my second good reason to hire a professional organizer. And then the third one is the action it produces. It is literally impossible to hire an organizer, bring them into your home, have you all create a plan together, have the accountability of a time is set aside, a date is set aside, the money has been exchanged, or at least a significant deposit, and there are other humans with hands, whether it's a single organizer or a team of organizers, that have come in and action is happening. It's actually happening. I think that value alone makes it worth hiring the professional organizer, because you will have thought and thought and thought of this transformation in your head so many times and never taken action on it. Getting a person physically there working with you to get to an end point is amazing. And you actually see this transformation and this progress and this evolution of your space. And it's funny because it's okay if you're there with the organizer and you made the plan and then things start to shift as you sort through the stuff and you realize, oh, I didn't mention that I really want this in this space. Or, oh, I forgot that I even had that. Am I supposed to get rid of that or keep it? Or now that we thought about it the way we planned, but it's not working, are there other options? All of those things get to be worked through with another person so that you keep after it and you don't give up and you don't have all of those internal voices screaming that, see, you're lousy at this. See, you know you have to give up because you were going to fail at this anyway. Oh, you knew you were bad at this. Why did you even try? All of those voices have to stay at bay when there's somebody else there who is your encourager. I mean, any good professional organizer should be encouraging you and helping you talk through the stuck points and being super gentle and non-judgmental and understanding when you're hitting stumbling blocks so that they can help you talk through and figure out how to get around them or over them or bust through them. Or if it means you're keeping a whole lot of stuff you hadn't planned on keeping, finding a solution to store it elsewhere so that you can see what a room would look like, it feel like, and function like if you narrowed it down to just the stuff that needed to be there to match that original goal for the space. I guess without continuing to ramble, what I'm saying is there is so much value. If you listened to the Why Not, Why It Won't Work episode, in there, I'm just giving you the cautionary tale to set your expectations right and to make sure you have somebody who's a personality match for you. It's as important to you as it is to them to have this matching client organizer working relationship so that you're achieving the goal together really, really well. But I am telling you, the value is 100% there when you can find that right match. And it's like a little bonus tip, if you will, to help stretch your dollar. if you can get yourself into some sort of situation where you do some easy stuff first, let me phrase this. Okay. Bonus tip is if you could be in a community like my membership, which is only $10 a month, and I mean, the value there is insane versus hiring a professional organizer. So you get in a group like mine or your best friend, or, you know, you set yourself up and you watch YouTube videos of a Dana K. White or a Minimal Mom, and you say, I'm going to work when they're on. And you do the quote unquote easy stuff. And way, way back in like episode, gosh, probably in the tens, I don't even remember where it is. If I can think of it or find it, I'll link it in the show notes. I spoke to you about the room of requirement. If you have a room that becomes your space where when you don't know or you're stuck and you keep putting the hard stuff in there, most organizers will tell you all clutter is these delayed decisions or putting off the hard decisions. But what I'm saying to you is if you start through your spaces and you discover, I can do a bathroom. That one's pretty clear cut. I can do a laundry room. That one made a lot of sense to me. I can even go through my dresser and I understand the difference between keeping things that fit and don't fit. And I can get to my craft room and all of a sudden everything falls apart because I don't know which things I want to keep because I think I'm going to use them or not use them. Or you get to all the sentimental stuff and you're like, how do I keep this? Where? What things can I get rid of? It feels like it's too much for my space, but I can't. Like when you hit those roadblocks, if you keep moving them on, moving them down, you know, just kick the can down the road. Once you've gotten it to where you're like, hey, I'm actually flexing this decluttering muscle and I'm flexing this organizing muscle and I've got a handle on a couple spots in my house, but I have this looming room that is my room of doom that some of the ladies in my group call it, then hire your organizer. Because you're gonna feel the value so much more bang for your buck to have them help you through the hard stuff. You can show them where you made progress. You can give them examples of how your brain worked so that they know this really suits them. This style of organizing has worked for them. They're functioning well in this space. And then I hit the roadblock. There is no more kicking this room down the road. This is the room of doom and it needs to be tackled, but I can't do it alone. Save your organizing dollars for that moment and hire them for that tough stuff. That's just sort of my little bonus tip to stretch a dollar. And if you're like, hey, I didn't know she had a group, then you haven't been listening to any podcasts. But every single episode in the show notes, I put how to connect with me. So there will always be a link in any episode you're listening to say, hey, I'd love to join her free group. Hey, I'd love to join her membership group. All of those links can be found in the show notes. But the simple version of it is to just go to joylivinghome.com/membership if you want to find out about the membership, or joylivinghome.com. You can join my newsletter there for fun tips inside the newsletter every month, or you can email me from there. I'm joy@joylivinghome.com, and just reach out so that we can talk through, you know, could we work together in some capacity so that you can get to the tough stuff. I'm going to stop there and I hope you continue to choose joy.